As we've said many, many times over the years, they're not just the church of tomorrow. Praise God, they're the church of today. And I'm thankful for them, and thankful for the support of the church and these children and in their ministry. A country music singer and writer of a few years ago by the name of Buck Owens wrote a song, "Gloom, Despair, and Agony on Me." We all can relate to that. As we were looking at God's Word, the Holy Spirit laid a thought upon our heart to share with you this morning. Seeing the bright side. Seeing the bright side. If you have your Bibles with you today, turn with us to the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter 45. As you're turning to Genesis 45, I was back in our study this morning praying and looking over a few things, and I remember a good friend of mine whom I've not seen in several years. He and his wife attend a church up in Morristown, rather a large church, and they're very involved. And they're part of their children's church ministry. They have a rotation ministry, and I remember him telling me some time ago that it was his and Julie's time to have the children's church kids. They had a room full, and he began to ponder over the lesson and look at the lesson, and they were studying about Joseph. They began to look at the life of Joseph from the very beginning all the way to the end, to his death. And at the end of the lesson there in children's church, Arnie, he had asked the youth, he said, "Now, do you know who Joseph was?" They said, "Yes." He said, "Do you know who had the coat of many colors?" One little boy popped up and said, I do. "Dolly Parton." He said, "No, son, Joseph had a coat of many colors." Today, dear friends, we want to be able to look at this man's life, not the coat of many colors. Today, we want to look at his seeing the bright side. In the book of Genesis, in Genesis chapter 45, we want to begin reading today in verse number 1 and read down through verse number 8. "Then Joseph could not refrain himself before all them that stood by him. And he cried, 'Cause every man to go out from me.' There stood no man with him while Joseph made himself known unto his brethren. And he wept aloud, and the Egyptians and the house of Pharaoh heard. And Joseph said unto his brethren, 'I am Joseph. Doeth my father yet live?' And his brethren could not answer him, for they were troubled at his presence. And Joseph said unto his brethren, 'Come near to me, I pray you.' And they came near, and he said, 'I am Joseph, your brother, whom you sold to Egypt. Now therefore, be not grieved nor angry with yourselves that ye sold me hither, for God did send me before you to preserve you. For these two years hath the famine been in the land, and yet there are 5 years in which there shall neither be earing nor harvest. And God sent me before you to preserve you a prosperity in the earth, and to save your lives by a great deliverance. So now it was not you that sent me hither, but God. And he hath made me a father to Pharaoh and lord of all his house and a ruler throughout all the land of Egypt. Oh, dear friend, when the Lord laid this message upon our heart, he began to remind me of this man by the name of Joseph. For he was someone who had many highs and many lows, but the Lord blessed him and he cared for him. And Joseph seen firsthand the prosperity and the providence of God. When I began to look at our lives today, many of us have found ourselves in this situations whether we find a rock and a hard place, and we somehow are sandwiched in between. But I want you to know something today. Whether you're in the rock and the hard place, you can see a bright side. You say, Brother Lynn, what is the bright side when I'm in between a rock and a hard place? I want you to understand something today, dear friend. The Lord God Almighty, he is in divine control, and the Lord knows your circumstances, and the Lord knows every aspect of your lives. And I tell you today, dear friends, if we will humble ourselves before the mighty hand of God and have our faith and our trust in him, you can rest assured this: the Lord, who loves us and cares for us, he is faithful to lift us out of the pit. Oh, Joseph, he went from the pit to the palace. And I'm thankful today that God shows us in his word how that he interacts in our lives in tremendous ways and blesses us in ways beyond our explanation. When you see Joseph here in the presence of his brethren, he's rose to great prominence in Egypt. And I believe, dear friends, that God had his hand upon Joseph in every aspect of his life. Oh, dear friends, remember this: the Lord has you in his hands, and the Lord has a desire to bless you and to help you and enable you to rise above the pitfalls of life. I pray today that we can see the bright side of his love. Oh, dear friends, when you see this passage in which we read, we find there that famine has stricken the land, and the land was sore and desperate. But Egypt had prospered. Egypt had provisions, and the brothers of Joseph had made their way to this land in great need. You say, Brother Lynn, was that a coincidence? No, dear friends, it wasn't. You see, dear friends, the Lord God Almighty guided and directed these events. I tell you today, dear friends, the circumstances in our life may be too much for us to bear, but rest assured this: there is nothing that the Lord ain't in control of. There is nothing that God is surprised of. Rest assured this, that if we look to him in all that it is that we say and do, praise his glorious name, he'll show us the bright side. Oh, dear friend, I believe that Joseph, like many of us, grew down and out from time to time. I believe, dear friends, from time to time, old Joseph found himself in hardship. For you see, dear friends, more than 20 years had passed since he'd seen his brothers. They throwed him in a pit in chapter 37 of the book of Genesis, and they wished that a beast would come and eat him. But the Bible tells us that a group of men Midianites came, and these Midianites, they lifted him up this pit, and they sold him to the Ishmaelites. And we find there that though the hardships began to abound, Joseph thrived because he had faith in God. And I thought about us today, that the same God had delivered Joseph is the same God that will deliver us. Well, you see, dear friends, the one that we serve and we belong to, praise his glorious name,
name. He is faithful. Oh, dear friend, there's a bright side to the turbulent tribulations that we're facing today. You say, Brother Lynn, what's the bright side? The bright side is the love of God. The love of God. And I thought about this man. I thought about, did he get angry? Did he get angry? Yes. Yes, there's no doubt in my mind that he got angry from time to time. But you remember what the Apostle Paul said. He said in the book of Romans, in Romans chapter 12, he said, "Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord." You see, dear friends, I believe that the situation in Joseph's life was just too big for Joseph. But he, like we, must turn it over to God, and the Lord would take care of those that done him wrong. And I believe, dear friends, that if you and I will bring remain faithful to the cause that God has put before us, he will give us what it is we need to thrive and to get through. Praise be to God. I'm thankful there's a bright side for the children of faith. Oh, aren't you glad today that the Lord don't leave us comfortless, that he comes to us? I'm thankful today that when the chips may fall, I got a Savior that's willing to pick them up. You might say, Brother Lynn, you just don't know what I'm going through. I may not, but the Lord does. The Bible says in Isaiah 53, in verse number 3, that he's acquainted with grief. The Lord Jesus Christ, he is known as a man of sorrows. He knows what you're going through. He knows what you're about. But praise be to God. Look out. There's a bright side among us. Oh, dear friends, you know as well as I do, when you're in a valley, what comes next? A mountain. And I'm thankful today that the Lord is willing and that he's able to lead us and to guide us and direct us to see the rising of his goodness. Oh, I'm thankful today that when you look at the Word of God, he can bring encouragement to our hearts, our minds, and our souls. I thought about Joseph, and I thought about all the things that he endured. But you understand something today, dear friends. His love for his family, who had done him wrong, did not diminish the fact that the Lord stirred him and moved him. You say, Brother Lynn, what did Joseph do? Did he lash out? No. What he done was he was the embracer. He embraced them. I believe, dear friends, let us embrace, let us take joy and peace in the comfort of knowing that God is in control, and look to Jesus Christ, who is and forever will be the author and the finisher of our faith. And rest assured this, we will and we can see the bright side. Oh, dear friends, when we looked at this wonderful word, I was reminded also of what the word says. The Bible teaches us something if we will just heed to its meaning. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 4, as Paul was writing to the church at Ephesus, Paul said, "Be angry, be ye angry, and sin not." Oh, dear friends, I believe, oh, Joseph got angry, but he didn't let it get him to the point where that sin would dominate his life. You say, why was that, Brother Lynn? Because the Lord God Almighty showed him a bright side. Because when he looked at his life, even in the prison, even at Potiphar, Potiphar's house, God always come through. You're sitting here today. You're proof positive that the Lord God Almighty has come through in your life. How many times have you faced circumstances and situations that you just didn't see how it was going to unfold? But through and by the grace and the care and the provision of the Lord, praise God, you're here today. Seeing the bright side. Seeing the bright side. Oh, Joseph had a lot of power. Joseph had a lot of position. But Joseph knew his place. You see, dear friends, when we know our place, and we know where we belong, and we know what we should do, then the bright side is easy to see. What shields us from having joy and peace in our heart is because we're allowing the situations and the trouble and the despair stir us and move us and cloud our very sight. I tell you today, friends, let us allow God to remove the valid doubt. Allow God to take away the obstructions before us and allow the sun of His goodness to shine brightly up on us. You say, Brother Lynn, if I do that, will the problems still remain? Will the worries and the woes still tag along? No doubt they will. But praise be to God, by the power and the might of the Lord, you can see, praise God, where you're going. Joseph seen where he was going. He seen. His brothers came troubled, you say. Well, did God work on Joseph? Yes. But He also worked on his brothers. You study this and look at it closely. You can see here where that God did work in his brother Judah. You can see where that the hand of God moved in a big and wonderful way in the lives of his family. And we see here that God was instrumental with everything that went on through the life of Joseph and his family. Oh, dear friends, take heart, take joy, and rejoice, because the Lord is instrumental in your life too. There is nothing that befalls you and I that God is not aware of. Nothing. When old Joseph was cast into that pit, this young boy, dark, old, down, rest assured he was afraid. Midianites came. He didn't know them. God knew them. They just sold him to the Ishmaelites, who in turn delivered him to Egypt. You see, God had a GPS going here. God had a plan. God was willing to take this plan and implement it in the life of Joseph. And as the time elapsed in his life, he began to grow. He began to see. And he was nurtured by God. And when his family came, instead of having vengeance, he had love, love, and love. And I thought, when I was looking at this passage of Scripture, I thought about after their father had died, and the word had came to Joseph about the passing of Jacob. I thought about how that he had a dialogue with his brethren. And the Bible tells us in Genesis chapter 50, in verses 19 through verse 21, and here, dear friends, you will see where he's seen the bright side. And Joseph said unto them, fear not, for I'm in the place of God. But as for you, ye thought evil against me,
But God meant it unto good, to bring it pass as it is this day, to save much people alive. Now therefore, fear ye not, I will nourish you and your little ones, and be comforted them, and speak kindly unto them. Oh, dear friends, I believe that Joseph had it instilled in his heart that God would use him mightily. You see, dear friends, those circumstances, those trials, those pitfalls that he was in, the Lord used them to strengthen him. And I believe, dear friends, God has a desire to strengthen us today. I believe that God has a will for us to bring provision to those that are around us and are without. See the bright side. Listen. Listen. If we allow gloom and doom to take dominance in our life, Satan will allow that to rob us of our joy. Rob us. You say, well, what do you mean by that, Brother Lynn? I ought to be the poster child for it. We that are blood-bought believers should be the happiest people on the face of the earth. But I tell you, for a big part of the time, us Christians have a long frowning face and we look like a mule. Because we're refusing to see the bright side. I serve the God of Abraham, Jacob, and Isaac. I serve the great I am. I serve the one who is the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, and the end. And my circumstances and my problems, they pale in comparison to his love. I believe old Joseph had to learn that in the pit, don't you? I don't know how long he was there. I don't know if he had anything to eat or drink. I don't know. But I do know this. God enabled him to see the bright side. Now he could have closed his eyes. He could have whimpered in fear. And when the Midianites drew him out, he could have rebelled and they could have slayed him right then and there. He could have taken Potiphar's wife and seen his demise. He could have been in the prison, and when he was called out to maybe interpret that dream, he could have rebelled. But you see, dear friends, he was on a divine course, just as we are. And if we wake every morning and allow the trials and the tribulations of life dictate our day, Satan will have a field day in our lives. Let us rise. Let us be lifted out of the pit and say, Lord, it's not about what you do for me. Lord, it's about what I can do for you. That day came as he was at great Pharaoh's court. And in walked his brothers. 20-some years had passed. 20-some years had passed. And in they walked. Now you see, they didn't recognize him. He recognized them. You know why? God showed him. God shedded that spiritual light where it needed to shine. Because God had a divine reason and a divine purpose for him to interact with them. You say, how does that apply to me? God has a divine purpose for you. God has someone, no doubt, that he will send across your path that you can make provision for through by the will, the power, and the might of God. Joseph growed through his circumstances. Joseph growed through
his hardship. You say, well, Brother Lynn, I'm in a pit. I've been left in a pit, and I've wallowed for a long time. What do I do? There's a man by the name of David. David, the great psalmist, king of Israel, tells us in Psalms chapter 40, verses 1 through verse number 3, notice here what David wrote. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. You call out. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit and out of the miry clay. And he set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. And he put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. And David cried out. The Lord lifted him up out of that miry clay. Now you think about that. That quagmire clay was like tar. He couldn't get out on his own. He was stuck, not just in a hole, but he was stuck in mire and muck. But when he cried out, that made all the difference in the world. And when he cried out, the Lord lifted him out. And you know what he's seen when he came out of that pit? He's seen the bright side. You know why? Because God established something in his heart. He gave him a song to sing. You say, Brother Lynn, was he dirty? Was he soiled? Was he troubled? Was he tired? Was he weary? Yes, but he had God in his life. Joseph, like we, like David, have God in our lives. Friends, that makes all the difference. Where would you be without him? I tell you where you'd be hell-bound. But with him, praise God, we have hope. Hope eternal. Hope eternal. I see the bright side. We live in an old, terrible world, reeking with iniquity, sin, and shame. There's a bright side. You say, what's that bright side, brother? It's Christ. It's Christ. Folks, listen. We have a choice to make today. We have a choice to make. We can stay in the pit, or we can take some time just to sit in the palace. I want you to know something today. Joseph was a whole lot more comfortable in the palace than he was that pit. I don't know about you, but you know what it came down to with Joseph? Same thing it comes down to you and I. What choices do we make? My prayer is today that we choose to see the bright side. Who is and forever will be our hope, our present help in time of trouble. I'm thankful today that the provision of the Lord is for our taking. You know, the Bible teaches us that we have not. Why? Because we ask not. The Bible teaches us that if we knock, it's open unto us. Why don't we just do a little asking? Why don't we just do some knocking and watch the light of His love shine upon us? Makes all the difference in the world. I tell people a lot in our ministry, outside of these church walls, tell people a lot, you start your day out with prayer with Jesus, you may have a lot of problems that day, but it'll go a whole lot better than starting out without Him. Read Amos chapter 3 and verse number 3. Can two walk together except they're in agreement? Dear friends, let's walk with Him.
Let's allow him to shine upon us. And all the while, give him honor, give him praise, and give him glory. Let's stand to our feet.